You're listening to the Next Step Podcast Home Inspection Checklist, part of our Home Ownership 101 series presented by Regions Next Step. Advice, tools, and resources to help you get closer to reaching your unique financial goals.
I'm Tamika Foster, a financial wellness relationship manager with Regions Bank in Jackson, Mississippi. Today we're going to discuss how to prepare for a home inspection. For those who are unaware, when you're preparing to buy your first home, you'll need to prepare for a home inspection prior to sitting down at the closing table. Since buying your first home is a life-changing experience, and this may be one of your biggest purchases, a thorough home inspection is a must before you seal the deal. To help avoid pricey pitfalls and to make a more informed investment decision, consider these five tips for avoiding common home inspection errors. Tip number one, don't skip a professional inspection. Up to code doesn't necessarily mean up to snuff. After you make an offer on a home and before you close, hire a professional home inspector to perform an inspection. Have them provide an inspection report to you with enough time for you to review it, ask questions, obtain additional inspections, and/or make requests from the seller. We're going to touch on some of the key areas of a home that a professional should inspect and some of the common issues with each later in this episode. Tip number two, seek the right credentials for a home inspector. You need an impartial, accredited, and experienced inspector to help you assess whether your home is safe and a reasonable investment for you. For example, will you incur significant additional expenses preparing the house for your occupancy? Consider someone who is a residential specialist and a licensed member of the National Association of Home Inspectors or the American Society of Home Inspectors, which are both recognized nonprofit trade groups. Don't move too quickly after the home inspection. Be wary of inspectors who claim they'll complete their exam of a typical single-family home in fewer than 2 hours or charge less than the market rate in your area. Remember, don't close on your house until you've studied the report and addressed any and all concerns that you have. Tip number four, attend your home inspection. Consider it a red flag if the inspector refuses to allow you to attend the home inspection. Keep tabs with a detailed list of potential problems at hotspots and consider bringing this list with you. Tip number five, ask questions of your home inspector. Always continue a dialogue with your home inspector. No house is perfect, but the professional should have a perspective on which issues are of greatest concern. He or she can also tell you the average life of a roof, furnace, or cooling system, which can help you predict future expenses. It's unlikely that any house earns a perfect score, but a professional home inspector can help identify both minor and significant problems. Now that we've gone through our tips for avoiding common home inspection errors, let's review the key areas for inspection and some of the common issues that an inspector will be looking for. First, on the grounds, an inspector will be checking for standing water, uneven walkways, trees too close, branches touching the house, or even an outdated fuse box. Next is any structural issues. These may include uneven floors, poorly squared off doors and window frames, cracked foundation, or sagging overhang. Remember, there might be problems on the exterior of the home. An inspector should check for issues such as earth-to-siding contact, cracked stucco, siding issues, and flaking or blistering paint. Check for any roof issues, which could range from damaged or missing shingles, rotting closed or dirty vents, missing downspouts, or clogged gutters. Check for problems in the attic, like unsealed electrical splices as well as insufficient or poorly installed insulation and vents. There may also be issues with windows, doors, and trims, such as damaged screens, broken glass, cracked door or window frames, poorly caulked joints, and lack of storm windows. Lastly, check for any interior issues. Your inspector should check for a range of issues on the interior of the home, such as water or insect damage, which could cause significant cracks or stains, curling or sponginess of linoleum or wallpaper. Additionally, they should check for inadequate cooling, electrical, plumbing, or heating systems, so non-working light switches or electrical outlets, problems with grounded outlets or circuit breakers, non-operating appliances, piping issues, and even poor water pressure. It is extremely important that you also understand what the inspection does not cover so that you can consider whether to order additional inspections. And if the inspection reveals any concerns that are beyond the inspector's expertise, consider whether you should call in an expert like a structural engineer or an electrician. We hope this checklist will help you navigate your home inspection and keep your home ownership journey on track. You can find additional resources, including articles, checklists, calculators, and more online at www.regions.com/next step. No matter your goals, Regions will help you with each step you want to take. Thank you for listening.
Copyright 2019 Regions Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. This information is general educational or marketing in nature and is not intended to be accounting, legal, tax, investment, or financial advice. Statements of individuals are their own, not Regions. Consult an appropriate professional concerning your specific situation. All non-Regions-owned apps, company, website, and product names are trademarks or registered trademarks of their respective owners. Their mention does not imply any affiliation with or endorsement by Regions of them or their products and services. They are merely used as examples of the many available apps, companies, and websites that offer similar services. Before using any app or website, you should carefully review the terms of use, data collection, and privacy policies. Apps may have an initial cost or in-app purchase features.